All right, next question, and we'll start with Mike Case this time. What issues, and maybe top three, top two, whatever, do you think are most important for the Assembly to address in the next 1 to 3 years?
Well, I think somewhat aborted process of economic development is really, really important. I think Darcy would have done a good job had he gone and taken that job. But it will be a tough job because economic development isn't just going out and finding new kinds of business. What we've got to do is make a really good climate for the businesses that we've got, and particularly commercial fishing and tourism. Sometimes we tend to take both of them for granted. Tourism because it's, well, both of them because they tend to be more somewhat fair weather kinds of businesses. But we've got to be sure that that the harbor is conducive to more business, and which will result in more fish tax and so on. We've got to be sure that from a tourism standpoint, that we have enough infrastructure that people will want to come here. Some people like to come to Haines just because it's a small town and it doesn't have 15 T-shirt shops per square block. But, you know, we ought to have some other things for the tourists. We do now, but we need more and more. We've got, you know, the River Adventures. We've got BART's kinds of things. But there's a lot more that has to be done because we're competing with the major attraction over in Skagway of that railroad. So somehow or other, we've got to come up with something that good. If we get into things other than those, not if we do, but when we do, they're going to have to be the things that are more what I call cerebral-oriented, that we don't necessarily have factories or whatever, because this is not a good place to ship into or out of. But people like James Alborough and Dave Nanny and others have made a really good business of computer consulting, in essence. And I think we ought to promote things like that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Ron?
Well, I'm a big fan of recreational tourism in this town. We're a prime spot for that. And I think one of the things that we could really get on doing is try to increase that aspect of our tourism, particularly winter, which would bring in a lot of good jobs in the off-season. I'm also thinking we have all this great infrastructure we've built over the years for big cruise ships, and getting more of those in so we can have more of a summer, solid summer season for the tour operators. I've been a tour guide before, and I really appreciate that aspect of taking people out and showing them how great this place is. And a lot of those people want to come back, and some of them can stay here in time. I think our infrastructure really needs some work, serious work. We have critical needs with the sewage treatment plant, particularly, and aging buildings that are costing us more to keep than to tear down and build a new one almost. I mean, it's almost a break even in some cases. So there's a real cost of doing nothing. And I think we need to get a real aggressive plan on how we're going to address that over time. A big thing that keeps us from doing a lot of the things over in this community is divisiveness. And I think there's some when I look at some of the processes and procedures the borough has for doing things, I see places in there where I think it creates that divisiveness. It sets us up for conflict. A simple example, like introducing an ordinance before you've gone out to the public and kind of sense the pulse of whether people wanted that or not, and suddenly people are in a defensive position on both sides. So I would really want to look at some of that thing too.
So. Okay. Thanks, Ron. Mario?
Yeah, I think economic growth, of course, is important. And I think diversified tourism is really one area that we can grow a great deal. And we've got such an incredible community here with the artists and the music. There's certainly ways that we could augment that and, you know, kind of focus on some of those aspects of our community. So my word for that is diversified tourism. I think it's becoming more and more narrow in scope. In other words, there's going to be more narrow tourism opportunities, like a birding tour, in my mind, of course, because I'm a birder, you know, but people who are coming just to see certain types of birds, and people who want to visit the area for the unique, you know, aspects that it offers in that regard. But sewer infrastructure, obviously, is a huge thing. Lutac Dock, which is about, you know, it's falling apart. That has to be replaced. I mean, these are fundamental things to the operation of the borough, and I think, you know, we get bogged down doing other things and we don't take care of the basics. I mean, I think it's kind of foolhardy to want and say we need economic growth and we want to bring in industry or people, but we don't have a sewer treatment facility that can handle the sewage that we're creating now. So, you know, those kinds of things I think we have to pay particular attention to.
Okay, thank you, Mario. Joe?
The question was, how can the local government help the economy? What was the question again, Margaret? It's been a while since I got down here.
I know, I understand. What issues, top three, top two, whatever, main one, do you think are the most important for the Assembly to address in the next 1 to 3 years?
I think the most important issue is the water and sewer plant. It's gotten old and is going to need revamped. I think the government's duty with respect to the economy is to make sure the government is doing its job, and the Haynesboro is a good running company that creates and maintains the infrastructure that businesses need, and create a level playing field for all the businesses, and do the utilities that the people require. The water and sewer plant should be our top priority. The Lutac Dock would be number two. It's starting to crumble into the ocean, and the steel beams underneath have rotted and started to fall off. The third priority would be downtown revitalization, probably getting some life put in those things down there. To do that, I would try to get the assessments lowered on the abandoned buildings so banks might be able to loan on them. And we could also, if one thing we could do, I believe, is that take a look at the permanent fund. Last year, it was $7,800,000, more or less. And this year, it's $8,600,000, more or less. We just had a gain of $800,000 in 1 year. However, that's just because the stock market went up. Stocks are just a paper. I would say sell half the $800,000 and book the gains and put some money in the bank, actual money that you can spend on things. And it seems to me like having money would help the economy.
You're talking about the borough permanent fund?
The borough permanent fund, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's now at $8,600,000, but you only get that money if you book the gains, if you sell the stock, you see. The stocks can go down, and they do. Okay. It's record highs.
Thanks, Joe. Jerry, Ernie.
Well, I think the number one priority in the whole valley is the sewer system, and I don't think it just applies to the sewer plant. I think it also applies to sewer lines and various problems that are underground, and I think that one by one we ought to start inspecting some of these lines and fixing the problem so that once the waste gets to the sewer plant, that's all they're dealing with is waste, not a bunch of drain water from storms and such. So really, to me, the number one priority for the Assembly is to try to figure out what we can do to get that sewer system fixed. My second thing is roads in this town. My goodness, you drive around, and I know Alaska's a tough place on roads, but so many communities or little neighborhoods that I drive through, they're just trash. They're potholed. There's broken concrete everywhere. It's terrible. So let's fix our roads. And the third one, to me, is the economy. And that's a pretty wide spectrum of things to take into consideration to just try to focus on one. There, I can think of about eight things economically that we can do. But honestly, you know, it's not always the government's responsibility to stimulate an economy. Sometimes it's the government's responsibility to let free enterprise take over. Let free enterprise, that's what made this country great. People were allowed to pursue their livelihood. So let's step back a little bit and let free enterprise come in here and start doing the kind of business they want to do. And a lot of the stuff that we want to see here will follow that just because they know it's a business-friendly environment. So that would be my three top.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.